Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Luis Melendez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball towards center. Melendez catches it and throws to first to double up Manguel. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Biedner reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Biedner moves to third. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Manguel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. There goes Brock. The throw from foot and Brock is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Foley reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Biedner is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley scores. Biedner moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-1 in the game. Mackinnon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0-1 in the game. Melendez takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-1 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Carter reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeman for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manghul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman fires over to first and Jorgensen drops the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Brock moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to third. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Foley moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biotner is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mackinnon. Smith moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melendez bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz is walked intentionally. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carter strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Howard pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tyson pinch runs for Doug Howard. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Smith moves to second. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Simmons scores. Melendez moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Manguel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Manguel moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Manguel scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Biotner moves to second. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to third for the out. Jorgensen scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Tony Scott pinch runs for Barry Foot. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott now playing right field. Gary Carter now catching. Dan Worthen now pitching. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Carter interferes with Brock, who is awarded first base. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Dan Worthen. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Lintz moves to second. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Tim Foley. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.